Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus came out of the temple, one of the disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of war, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famine. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Do I have any of our young people who want to come forward for a children's chat? Good. Okay, I will be shaken out of belief. That's good. Anyone else?
What does it mean not to be shaken?
Stay true to your faith. Stay true, stay solid. Believe that God's going to take care of you. Even when things are going really, really well. When you ever have time in your life, things go bad. You wonder what the next day is going to bring, if it's going to be worse or better. Yeah, I think we all, you? I know I do. I've had days like that. So I found a song. Do you see it as you came in? It's called "I Shall Not Be Moved." There should be some copies in there. Grab some. Let's see. Who does not have a copy? I know. I sprang this on Julie, so I don't know that she sees it.
Thank you. it.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie, for letting me spring that on you this morning. I found there are about 18 different verses to this song, by the way. So let us just pause and center ourselves. Blessings from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's gospel, we hear the disciples marvel at the temple buildings. Lord, look. See what large stones. See what large buildings. Because the temple was an imposing sight. It was built to be that way, to bring honor and glory to God. And Herod had added onto it because he wanted to bring glory to his family's name as well. And so the temple was an imposing structure. According to the historian Josephus, it was of immense size. This is what he said. He said that the southeastern corner of the temple wall towered high above the very floor of the Kedron Valley, and that the angle of the wall was on the average 300 cubits in height. That's 450 feet, as high as a 40 or 45 story building. Huge, magnificent. And it was set up on a hill, so you could see it from far away. And it said that it gleamed like a mountain covered in snow. And as you approached it, it looked even more grand, even more glorious. And I would think that every time you approached the temple, you would look at it and just look at its height and look at its breadth and think, wow, look at what large stones, what large buildings. Look at what we've been able to do as a people to bring honor and glory to God, to build this magnificent house for our God. A house that's also the temple treasury and the marketplace. But look at this magnificent structure. And what does Jesus say as you're looking at it? He says, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." How are you supposed to believe that? That this huge building, as tall as a 40 or 45 story building, is going to be torn down? How could anyone tear down the house of God? How could this be? And yet in 70, year 70, it was indeed torn down. Jerusalem was destroyed. The temple was destroyed, not one stone upon another. And you can go today to the Holy Land and go to Jerusalem and see the ruins of the temple. You can see how grand the structure must have been. There's a model of it in the museum. And you can see these huge stones that weighed several tons each. This majestic structure torn down. There's talk about building a third temple. This was the second temple because the first temple was destroyed by the Babylonians, the second temple destroyed by the Romans. And if there were to be a third temple, I would imagine someone would come along and destroy it too. Do you remember in last week's reading that we heard, "Do not trust in our mortal rulers. Do not trust in human rulers." It sometimes said, "Do not trust in princes." Because why? Why are we not to trust in them? Because they're mortal. Because they're human. Because they're sinful. Because they die. and what happens to their plans. Their plans die with them. So last week we were warned, do not trust in human beings, trust in God. And today we hear, do not trust in structures that humans make, because they go the same way. They're torn down. And you look at today's reading, and you wonder, where is the good news in this? As Jesus tells the disciples that the temple would be torn down. And then he goes on to say even worse things are going to be happening. They ask, when will this happen? How can this happen? What are the signs? What should we be looking for? And he says that people will come in his name and say, I am he, and will lead people astray. That there will be wars and rumors of wars. And even then, the end is yet to come. And even though this sounds a lot like the end of all time, what he really is talking about is the destruction of the temple. And it happened, as said, the temple is destroyed. And to this day, we hear of wars and rumors of war. Where is the good news in this? Where is the good news in hearing that nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes and famines? And this is just the beginning. The beginning of the birth pangs, it says. If this is the beginning of the birth pangs, that means something is about to be birthed. And that something is the kingdom of God. A kingdom that, unlike our human kingdoms, will never be destroyed. Now, it doesn't sound like good news to hear that the structures that you put so much time and effort and money into will be destroyed, that the work of our hands will be destroyed. It certainly doesn't sound like good news if we are living a comfortable existence and we rely upon these things made by human hands. But if you are not living a comfortable existence, think of the people in Jesus' day. They're oppressed. Their land has been invaded. And they are oppressed. And they are burdened. We heard last week about the people who gave large amounts to keep up the temple, and the widow who gave her two small coins. And Jesus saying she'd given everything. She gave more than those who gave enormous sums, because she gave it all. And something was wrong with that system. The temple was supposed to take care of the widow and the orphan, and here she is giving everything to it. And there's something wrong in our structures too. And so if you're oppressed, if you're burdened, this sounds like good news, because it means that what you experience today is transient. It will pass. But something is about to be birthed, the kingdom of God, where everything is turned on its head, where the wealthy are not the ones in charge, where it is the poor who are lifted up, where it is the oppressed who are raised up. There's something new, something different is happening. And so the song that I chose for my children's sermon, I think, is important. To say that whatever happens in the world, this world is only temporary. Whatever oppression comes is only temporary. Whatever burdens exist are only temporary. Whatever is made by the hands of humans is only temporary. And what is coming, the kingdom of God, near but not yet, is a kingdom where there is freedom from oppression, where there is freedom from burden. And so the thought that what is human, what is transient, does indeed pass away, What God is planning will never pass away. There indeed is the good news. And because of that, I shall not be moved in my faith. And I pray you shall not be moved. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day. It's number 654, The Church is One Foundation. As this is the foundation upon which we build everything.